In this bulletin, a former public servant at the centre of a landmark free speech case loses her High Court fight. The Australian dollar hits a 10-year low against the US dollar. And Australia's 12-man squad for next month's Basketball World Cup announced. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. A former public servant at the centre of a landmark free speech case has lost her High Court fight. The High Court has ruled that Michaela Banerjee breached the Australian Public Service Code of Conduct by criticising government policy on Twitter. Ms Banerjee was fired in 2013 from what was then known as the Department of Immigration and Border Protection after it found she was behind an anonymous Twitter account critical of the agency. She briefly spoke to reporters outside the court.
It's not just a loss for me, it's a loss for all of us. And I'm very, very, very sorry.
Ms Banerjee had taken her case to the Administrative Appeals Tribunal, which found the sacking impeded her right to freedom of political communication. But today the High Court ruled that that was not the case, and that the Public Service Code of Conduct helps maintain an apolitical public service. The decision also ended Ms Banerjee's hopes for compensation. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is calling for calm despite the United States and China locking horns over currency and tariffs, rattling financial markets in Australia and abroad. Mr Frydenberg says Australia shouldn't overreact to what he's calling concerning developments. Meanwhile, Labor says the government can't blame the trade tensions for a struggling domestic economy. Opposition Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says the government should be more concerned about the local economy.
Slow growth, stagnant wages, declining living standards, high household debt, they didn't just emerge overnight. They can't be explained away by global conditions. The last 3 days of stock market volatility does not explain the last few years of weakness.
The Australian dollar has hit a 10-year low against the US dollar. At 1 p.m. today, the Australian dollar was worth 67.07 US cents. It comes after New Zealand's central bank cut the country's cash rate by a larger than expected 50 basis points. Australians travelling to Hong Kong have been warned to exercise a high degree of caution. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has updated its travel advisory, warning the pro-democracy protests, which are approaching their third month, have become more unpredictable. DFAT says the protests were now being met with increasingly severe police response, including the use of tear gas, rubber bullets, pepper spray and water cannons. The Australian Energy Regulator is launching legal action against four wind farm operators over South Australia's statewide blackout in 2016. About 850,000 customers lost power during the blackout, with some left without services for several days. The regulator says the wind farm operators failed to ensure that their plant and associated facilities complied with their generator performance standard requirement to ride through certain disturbances. Energy Minister Angus Taylor says that shows why renewable energy needs to be supplemented with fossil fuels.
Solar and wind needs to be backed up appropriately. So when the wind doesn't blow and the sun doesn't shine, customers know that when they flick the switch, the lights come on.
A new university funding model to be implemented next year will see cost allocation tied to performance outcomes. The government says it will invest an extra $80 million in bachelor-level courses, ending a 2-year freeze on university funding. Universities will have to demonstrate success against four measures to access the money: graduate employment outcomes, student success, student experience, and participation rates of Indigenous and low socioeconomic status students. Education Minister Dan Tehan says the model will provide an incentive for universities to produce job-ready graduates.
If we have job-ready graduates, that can fill the needs of industry going forward, then we can make sure that the sector is providing the economic future this nation needs.
The price of postage stamps could soon rise to $1.10 in an effort to keep Australia's post offices open. Australia Post has written to the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission seeking an increase in the cost of the basic postage rate by 10 cents a stamp from January next year. The organisation says its letters business lost $190 million last year. In basketball, the 12-man squad heading to China for next month's World Cup has been announced. The likely starting five, Patty Mills, Matthew Dellavedova, Joe Ingles, Aaron Baines and Andrew Bogut were named as expected. Jonah Bolden and Xavier Cooks are set to make their Boomers debut. We'll now look at the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, a possible early shower, 16. Adelaide, showers increasing, 16. Melbourne, rain and 13. Hobart, partly cloudy, 11. Canberra, sunny day and 16. Wollongong, sunny, 21. Sydney, much the same, 23. Newcastle, similar, 22. Brisbane, also sunny and 25. Cairns, cloudy and 27. And Darwin, a sunny day and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.